Radio Free Talk.
I'm going to kill you, Doug. Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on November 25th, 2007.
I love you, Scott O. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Oh, you're ripping on me again!
No, that was Bonnie.
That was Bonnie?
Yeah. What's happening tonight,
dude?
I
did that.
Tonight we're with our friends from our friends from MPI are in the studio.
Yay!
Hey guys,
welcome,
how you doing?
MPI.
Hypnotist Rich Guzzi drops in, and later tonight, IGT President Mike McDowell returns. Haven't had him on in a little while. At the end of the show tonight, we're going to be talking with MPI. We're also going to have open lines. Should be an interesting show, guys. Stay tuned.
To listen to loudly.
We're just going to play some more music.
For the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours of music. You know, wedged between G&D and Gowan in my cell phone is a phone number that I want everybody to know. It's our listener line.
Yeah.
It is area code 605-475-8590. That's 605-475-8590. When the nice operator lady asks, you enter in 555-something.
1081, followed by the pound sign.
Just go to the website, for God's sake. If you're listening to this show, most likely you have a computer. Just go to the site.
Go to ghostlytalk.com.
We're not expecting.
Look up, the listener line info, and we can make this live because we're obviously live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
And in the third hour of the show, we're going to be visiting and chatting with MPI.
They're here right now. Say hi, guys.
They're in the
hello.
They're hanging
prior
out with us right
tonight,
now.
Tonight we're only friends with Doug.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I kept them my private friends forever.
That really hurts, guys.
No,
I still love you. It's okay.
No, actually, Chris and Wayne got here early. You guys have been here since like 4 p.m.
Oh my God!
Yeah, they've been hanging out. We've just been hanging out, chatting, and just—it's been cool.
They
show up in the studio, and no, it's been good. Where were you at?
I was apologizing to them.
Well, no, you're gonna be apologizing to me in a second. Where were you at?
Was I here when the show started?
You just blew in here. You're pulling a Doug, though. You just blew in here before the show.
Bonnie's had like 2 hours of sleep in the past 8 days.
Why? What's going on?
Just busy, very busy. I went to a wedding yesterday and got roped into being the bartender.
Really?
Yeah, that was big fun.
Oh, so you don't look hungover.
I'm not hungover. I was stone cold sober.
Oh, were you?
I was the one getting hit on by all the drunks and the married men. It was great.
Oh, woo-hoo! Really? Well, it sounds like you had quite a weekend. We ghost hunted last night.
We did
some more work in our undisclosed location on the other side of Michigan.
Yes, we did. We did an EVP session, and we set up a camera to run all night.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
See what happened.
Maybe we should blow a call into Tom, another surprise call. Hey, did you get anything, dude? Maybe we'll do that here in a few
Tom,
minutes.
Tom, you're on the air. Anyway.
Are you on your porch again, smoking a cigar, drinking your...
I'm
he was ready for that call.
Snifter and everything. You know, speaking of what we did, there's folks all over the internet doing just all kinds of incredible stuff, and I want to talk about it because I actually have been on Satan's face a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. He's addicted.
And
I don't even run his page anymore.
No. Bonnie has not logged in as me
Doug is self-admitting his MySpace page.
Except to add herself, add her various profiles to my friends list.
Yeah, which is averaging about 2.3 a day she's creating.
She's creating new people like crazy.
It's just these people are being born left and right.
But I want to let folks know what's been going on. This is just absolutely incredible, and I do pay attention to this stuff. Whether I message you or not, I do read everything. Dan, Patrick, Glenn, David, Chris, Wes, Matt, Tiffany, Heather, Alicia, and Christy are a group called PRI out of Georgia. They're going to investigate a large historic site coming up soon. Mm-hmm. They've been preparing and practicing and are now ready for a full-scale investigation. And I want folks to join me in wishing them a fantastic investigation. I hope to hear a lot of good things out of them in the near and far future.
Yeah, good luck to you guys. That's gonna be interesting to hear what happens.
I'm very excited about that. Meanwhile, Luke and Tobin of Quest Paranormal, you know, they do the Ghost Diaries, the internet TV show.
Yeah.
See, if we did, like, Ghostly Talk, the internet TV show, it would be classified as a comedy.
It'd be like going back to 2002 when we first started doing this show.
But
one viewer, and now it's somebody we know.
But they're doing Ghost Diaries, and I want people to log in, and they do too, and go to, where is it? Oh, ScreamTV.net on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
That's the premiere, I guess. ScreamTV.net. Mm-hmm. And more information about Ghost Diaries at parachannel.com.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, you've got a big piece of paper there. I'm just going to let you go, dude.
Well, the other thing is, you know, we mentioned December 1st. And when you mention December 1st to me, I get all, you know, tickled pink because...
December 1st.
Thank you. Ooh, I'm tickled pink.
December 1st.
Oh, tickled pink.
December. Hey, let me pull the spit guard off.
December 2nd? No, that doesn't do it.
December 1st.
Ooh, that feels good.
That's better.
Besides, you know, Quest Paranormal's Ghost Diaries, anybody within driving or flying distance of Detroit needs to come to Detroit because my indie heroes, Tone and Niche...
CD release.
Mm-hmm. Brand New World is coming out December 1st at the Kaju Cafe in Detroit.
Definitely will be there for that.
And I'm very, very excited about it.
Well, Tone and Niche are like kind of like the original, like, when we started doing this independent music thing with the radio show here a few years ago, Tone and Niche were like the first ones to actually like be a part of that.
Yeah.
They were like some of the first like independent artists that like were letting us use their music to play on breaks and stuff like that. And they're very good friends of ours. We still talk to them, and they're really, really great people. So definitely I'm going to have to join you for a coffee at the Cashew Cafe.
I love that idea.
I think we played one of their tunes last week, as a matter of fact. I think we threw it. We had it in the playlist.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we'll play it some more.
We'll have to
gank a CD from one of the new CDs.
Oh, well.
Doug gets a free CD that he technically paid for, but it's free. So you'll have the whole
CD. Oh, you got
CD
one coming? You got an advanced copy coming, huh?
No, it's not an advanced copy because I have to wait till, you know, next Saturday to get it. You know.
So it's not an advanced copy then?
It's just a copy. Yeah.
Definitely love to check that out, yeah.
Yeah, because they had put out a call for donations and things like that. So, of course, I donated, and then he sent me a little coupon for, you know, to get the CD at the CD release party. So
good.
I have to go to the CD release party. Like, I wouldn't have been there anyway, but, you know. Anyway, Tone and Niche, we will see you next Saturday night. You know...
I'm really impressed with this list you have here, by the way, too, I have to say. I mean, this is like ultra-organized Doug here. He's like coming in with, like, well, I mean, additional notes.
Yes.
So, well, go on. I'm loving this.
I read, you know, Joyce, you know, and other people. It's not just Joyce, but a couple other folks fell for the old, she didn't fall for it, though. She investigated it. The MySpace 2 hoax.
Oh, good Lord.
I know. That's been going around forever, right?
This is news to me because I don't really care about that site no more. We discussed this before the show. But apparently you're like the new... I'm going to get the news ticker out for you, as a matter of fact, I think. No, hang on. Let me get this for you because I know I got it here somewhere. Actually, you know what? I think I might have it on this little toy right here.
Okay.
Well, we got to do this right, Doug.
Press one of the letters. We'll get
we got to do. I think. I hope it's the right one. I hope it's the correct one. We'll see what happens here.
Okay.
Well, no, I have to.
Now we're trying
it.
Out new technology. This will be interesting.
This is good. No, this is cool.
Oh, it can't find
this
something.
This could be ugly.
It can't find any of your waves.
Oh, I blew them all away.
Yes.
Listen to me, you. When I catch you, I'm going to pull out your eyes and shove them down your pants so you can watch me kick the crap out of you, okay? Then I'm going to use your tongue to paint my boat.
Sorry, that was the wrong one.
However entertaining. I've often thought of doing that to Doug.
You know what? Let's just scratch that idea.
I think that's a good idea.
Proceed.
The MySpace 2 hoax thing is hilarious because it basically says Tom's out of money and he can't afford anything.
What?
And so what they're going to do is they're going to start charging $22.95 or some unholy amount to use MySpace.
Yeah.
Well, what's fascinating about that is Tom sold MySpace to News Corp like
a year and a half, two years ago.
A year and a half or 2 years ago.
I can't believe people don't know this. I mean, I know that. Even I know that.
And so, basically, the Evil Empire News Corp is gracious for letting us use their servers.
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
The star of the
let's press another key. And so News Corp is our gracious host at MySpace. Not Tom. News Corp is not out of money.
By any means.
Yeah, so
I on the other hand, am, so you can donate money to me if you'd like.
Well, there you go. We'll put a donate.
It's Christmas time, of course, so I'm broke.
If you have a theory or a story, a paranormal theory or a paranormal story, the folks at Journal of Paranormal Research would love you to write it up and send it out to them. So go to journalofparanormalresearch.com. Those are our
good friends, Andy and Tanya. Very cool. Taking on a lot, those two.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe they're doing that and all these crazy things with us. They're crazy.
Go ahead.
Paralore has been posting a lot lately. And, you know,
they're playing one of their commercials, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. I absolutely love this place. They have a website. It's paralore.com, P-A-R-A-L-O-R-E.com.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I got postings or whatever they are, I have no clue, about a UFO video that they analyzed, and they sort of, you know, they should have wrote spoiler or something. Spoiler, here's our analysis. But but pretty much it was hilarious. And then UFO and secret societies was a hot topic in this past week from them. So they wrote up a little report, and they're doing little reports on things and keeping people informed via that you know, Satan's face.
Well, I'm glad you're keeping up on Satan's website there.
Yes, I am.
You really can.
Keep your friends close and your enemies close.
Well, thanks to Tom, we can do that all in one shot.
I know. Tom makes it so easy.
All by giving your email address to Tom or News Corp or whoever, and you can spy on anybody you want now.
It's great. You know, a certain online friend of mine is about to embark to the great land down under, Australia.
Take me with you.
Well, he's not taking bodies with him. As a matter of fact, what I wrote here, Christopher is who's doing it. A certain online friend of mine, this is what I wrote. So it'll sound different than when I'm ad-libbing.
This is it.
That's one of my favorite clips
we're just playing with our new toys here. Sorry, guys. Go ahead, Doug. Sorry.
That was awesome. I can't believe we did that right over there on the floor of your bedroom when we were trying
to... Yeah,
right.
I'll never get rid of that piece of audio.
We had microphones everywhere. It was insane.
It was a mess. There was cables. It was like a cushion of cables.
Right. We had to sit on top of cabling. Yep. It was insane. A certain online friend of mine is going to Australia soon and for some reason isn't taking Bonnie. That's what I wrote down. I don't know why he wouldn't. But I do want to wish him a safe, and by safe, I mean unconscious flight there and back. And of course, I want him to bring back any good folklore or ghost stories or anything that he should find.
Excellent.
I think he's leaving this week. It's either this week or next week, so I thought I better get it in now.
Who is this elusive person? Can we say
just
anything?
Just a friend of mine from, an online friend of mine from
Satan's website.
Chicago.
From Satan's
website. Satan's website.
Yeah.
It don't matter where they're from
physically. He's a ghost hunter from Chicago.
But it doesn't matter where they're from physically, though. They're from Satan's website.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, thank you.
I want Aussie tales coming up.
Well, Australia, there are a couple of groups from Australia.
Yes, there are.
I think I've talked to one group a couple of years ago via email. And we'll probably have them come on sometime. That's about how long
that
it takes to get on Ghostly Talk.
Yes, it's a couple of years.
So that makes sense to me. Like, yeah,
we get on Ghostly Talk.
Hey, by the way, the funniest part is I keep the emails too. So it's like 2 years later, I email them. I go, "Hey, remember
you
me?"
Have like 5 gigs of email.
Did we talk about that?
Yes. You're like, I had to blow away my email.
Well, no, yeah,
we ran out of space on the.
Well,
server.
Literally, the server said because I do all my email work on the web, right?
Right.
And the reason I do that is because you know we're always working on. I'm always working on the schedule, no matter where I'm at, whether it's here or there. So I need to get to that stuff whenever I can. So I just let the stuff just, if I need to refer to something, I have it right there. Over the last couple of years, the email's been piling up and piling up. And you've set up, you're like, Scott, it's starting to really get ugly in there. Can you, like, do something? Oh, yeah, I'll get right on top of that. You know, as you know, it isn't just emails. I mean, it's emails with attachments, which are, you know, we have bands submitting music to us all the time, so we got 4 or 5 meg emails coming at us with MP3 files and stuff. So I went to do something one day on the email, and it just said, nope, no more. Done.
Uncle.
I've had enough of this. we're done screwing around. We're done screwing around here. And I'm like, so I actually went to the server and said, okay. Oh, yeah, 100%. No capacity left whatsoever. Oh, I understand what the problem is. So I spent like 5-6 hours archiving email off of the server onto my desktop and finally got it off there. Now, let's just, you know, in layman's terms, it was 100%, right, Doug? When we were done, it was down to 70%.
Wow, so you were using 30% of
30%
your...
of that was my email on our server. So I'm like, yeah, that's crazy. So, well, yeah, I cleaned it up. It was ugly, dude. It was totally ugly.
Good.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm okay.
Well, you got all these tricks up your sleeve tonight, dude. I don't know what's going to happen.
I know. Suddenly I became, like, master performer or whatever, master broadcaster.
Who are you calling?
I'm not calling anybody. I'm looking
he
up.
He wants to get the number.
Oh, you want to...
605.
I mean, look at the line.
Yes.
475.
Well, that's... nobody ever, like...
8590.
How do you know that?
Because she said it 1,000 times.
Because I remember numbers. Yeah. If you dial 605-475-8590, when the operator asks, press 555-1081, followed by the pound sign, to listen to Ghostly Talk Live. If you would like to comment during the show, press 1-1, and it will raise your hand.
Okay.
Wow.
You pressed the one. You mentioned the one part. Right?
I don't remember anything. As a matter of fact, I am so dense on numbers. Look at this.
What is that?
That's the here, Bonnie. Can you see that?
Yeah.
That's the.
Is that how
a code for your Explorer?
Yeah, that's the code to get into my not Afterlife Explorer. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's got a keyless entry thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't remember. So like whenever, so I'm over there carrying like. Groceries and packages and laptops because I have many of them and of course now I'm in a winter coat and I'm like all like bundled up and I have to try and fish my cell phone out of my pocket with all this stuff and then flip it open, hit contacts, hit E, and then read the number and then enter it in with my nose.
That's efficient.
And then I can get into my. Into my car. Instead of just, like, having the, you know, the remote keyless entry thing in my hand and pressing unlock.
Yeah.
I do all that other stuff.
We went to, I think we mentioned a few minutes ago, we went to our secret location, ultra-secret location last night. We've been doing work at. And Linda, who...
Which there's a picture of sitting there in the dashboard of my Explorer.
Is there?
So anybody could go there and look and say, all I have to do is find that building.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, no, we were there last night. We spent the evening there last night doing some work. We did a little bit of recording and stuff like that. The main thing that happened last night, and this is what we were being told, we were there like 2 weeks ago, and Tom showed us the pictures last night at dinner when we were,
right.
We were all just chatting, and he showed us the picture of a before with the shoes that are on the floor.
Yeah. There's like,
and I'll say, this is like a resale
show. There's like 4 sets of shoes or something on the floor under a table. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he showed me the after photo that he took, and they were moved. As a matter of fact, there was something put under
it. Wasn't that they were moved.
Yeah, they were moved because they were off. They were different. But
the one pair had been somebody or something had put a bag underneath one of the pairs of shoes.
Yeah. Like a bag.
It was the creepiest thing because you're like, okay, so they took a picture at night, you know, snap, oh, there they are, right? And then in the morning when they came in, they took a picture, and then they're like, there's a bag underneath these shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't, and then there was.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody had been in there overnight.
The weirdest part about that, though, if you heard that was mentioned last night, was that the shoes, I don't even know what the brand of the shoe was. I don't even want to mention it on the air.
Yeah.
But the weirdest part was that bag that was put under the shoes, the logo. You could see the logo of the bag the shoes were sitting on now. And they mentioned, like Linda mentioned, that that the brand name on the bag matched the shoes.
The
brand
the maker of the shoe, yeah.
So apparently whatever's going on there, if it's a spirit, they have a very keen sense of fashion,
fashion.
I guess.
Yeah.
And they know what shoes belong to what bags.
I think that's fantastic.
What we did last night, Tom actually set up a video camera, a little video camera system, in that same location, and set this thing up to run all night long. So we have not heard from Tom. Let's just call him.
No, we don't have to. Oh, well, I mean, we can try, but...
We have the technology.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let's get it over with. And we got a couple minutes before we have to go to break anyways. Let's see if we can get him on. Now, you know what's going to probably happen here, though, too? Just you know, we're going to go, hey, Tom, did you get anything? Oh, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
If you know that, why are you calling
him? Well, I mean, it's a shot in the dark. Let's just see what happens.
Okay. He's got to start expecting this.
I know, he's going to have to.
Yeah. He'll be like, oh, them? Great. Voicemail.
That's what I do.
I know.
Oh, come on, pick up, Tom.
Well, everybody does.
Hey, we're going to get a voicemail.
Hello.
Tom!
Hello.
Tom, hey. It's Scott.
And Doug.
And Bonnie.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
We are on the air, just as we discussed last night.
I knew this was. I looked at the number. I go, oh, here we go. Hey,
we're just bothering you about the taping stuff from last night. Did you? I hate to put you. I'm going to put you on the spot anyways. Who cares? Did you do any? Did you look at the tape yet?
Okay, I just got back from the store. We just got back. I just shut down the.
Oh, okay.
And we were going to sit down and go over it probably in the next hour or so and. What's going on.
Why don't you do this, dude?
I will tell you this much. The tape stopped after we left.
What?
From last night. Yes.
How?
I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean after we left? I mean, so we only got a couple hours on the tape then?
It didn't even have that much on it. It stopped. I think when we started working on the EVP session is when it stopped.
Now, was it running? Wait a minute. Well, go ahead, Tom.
I did not notice it. I could have sworn it was running. And when I got there late this morning to check it, there was nothing after we just got it set up and began our EVP session. It stopped.
Strange. Well, I'll tell you what. This is what we'll do, Tom. We're going to let you go right now.
Okay.
Go
over to take. Have the shoes been moved or anything?
It's hard to tell with only that few minutes of audio and video on there, but... we did something different. I moved the camera the second time and started running again and ran another probably 5-6 hours of recording.
Oh, so you came back. You went, wait a minute. So you went there earlier today, it sounds like?
Yep, went there earlier today to check on it and saw it had been stopped. So we moved the camera to the upstairs, okay, it goes into the other room and got a view of the dresses and the shoes. We did change a couple of dresses around, the ones that had been messed with. And ran video again, and we have not had a chance to check it out.
All right, well, we'll review the video. We're going to call you back in a couple hours.
Okay.
Tom, we'll catch you later. All right, cool, man. We'll catch you later. Thanks, dude. See you later.
Thanks. Yeah, bye-bye.
See you. Checking in from Grand Haven, Michigan. Tom.
There we go.
Or Grand Rapids, Michigan, actually. So we'll call him. We'll bother him later on, probably about between 8 and 9 or something like that, to see maybe what happened. That's kind of weird, though. I don't mean, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, the camera stopped. It had to have been a ghost that stopped the camera after we left.
Obviously, I think it was a demon.
It must have been a demon.
Yeah.
It was me.
Or Bonnie drove out there and broke into the place and shut the camera down.
I shut the wedding down for 3 hours, drove out there. So
but now, that was our adventure last night. We had this, everything was working great when we left. I know that for a fact. But now we're getting a report that something may have happened. So that's what we did last night. We did some EVP work on the stairs last night. I did about a half an hour session. I have to review that still myself. I still got to review this stuff from Ohio Wesleyan University. I've had no time this week because of the holiday and all that stuff.
Well, holiday,
yeah. It's been impossible. And I have to sit, because it's like 3 hours of audio I have to go through in sections.
Well, let's see. Chris.
Oh, yeah. Grab the mic.
MPI.
You mean just 3 hours, Scott?
How many hours of recordings did you go through over the weekend?
Oh, I probably went through at least 11 hours easily. And that's only myself, not the rest of the people on my team.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, hey, okay, I'll have to go back. Excuse me.
I could do your audio on my way home.
That's the reason I have my fingers
on
the dump button, too. Yeah.
You just became my favorite person.
Oh, yeah, he's already starting in on me. Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, I have to admit, though, all I did with the audio from when we went on that investigation was I basically put it on a DVD.
And I now hold that DVD.
So you now have hours, I think it's 7 hours of recording to listen to.
Well, let me reserve a little bit more time out of my already busy schedule. Yeah. I'll go right through that.
And now I like him even more.
Coming up here in the next half an hour, we're going to go to break here in a second. We're going to be talking to Rich Guzzi.
Yeah.
Who was here on the show not too long ago, actually.
That's true.
He is actually performing at Wise Guys Comedy Club tonight. And for the people that listened to our discussion with Rich last time, he is a hypnotist, and he does the show. With hypnotism and stuff like that, but he's also a comedian too. I think we're going to be focusing more on his work as a hypnotist tonight, but I got to meet him back, when was that, Doug? Like August?
You had gone to an event.
Yeah, at the Riff.
Yeah.
The 101 The Riff here in Detroit, and that's where I met him at, was at the studio there in Detroit for the Riff. And he was a really cool guy, and he was hypnotizing people on the air and whatnot, making girls think they were Playboy bunnies and all this cool stuff. It was quite an interesting thing, and I had to get him on the show and talk to him, so it was a lot of fun. So we're going to definitely be talking to Rich here in a few minutes. Anybody else have anything else before we go to break?
I just want everybody to remember that the telephone number, our telephone number, our listener line, 605-475-8590, and then press 555-1081, followed by the pound sign. And if you want to participate in the show later, press 1-1, and that'll raise your little hand on our monitor.
Mm-hmm. All that fun stuff. So we're going to be talking to Rich here in a few minutes. We got MPI in the studio. All the planets are in alignment, I think. I think we're doing very well so far. What do you think, Doug?
I think it's going very well.
Let's go to break. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm exhausted.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hey, Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Interested in ghosts, UFOs? How about the occult? Are you psychic? Would you like to find out? Well, if you're intrigued by the world's curiosities and all that is paranormal, then Paralore.com is a place for you. Create your own profile, start a photo album, write a blog, or just hang out and watch countless hours worth of paranormal videos while chatting with other Paralore members. Who knows? You could win a prize or two if you're quick and brave enough. It's all here, and it's all free. Visit www.paralore.com and join today. Again, membership is free, and we know you won't be disappointed.
Paralore.com. Unlock your mind.
Yeah! I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Ghostly Talk with your hosts Doug and Scott O.
After a dozen years on stage and radio, Guzzi's mastered the art and style and the art with style and substance, especially now as he parlays his comic talents into a highly entertaining hypnosis show with maximum audience participation.
Mm-hmm.
These shows have it all: comedy, drama, characters, role-playing, and self-awareness. Never one to settle, he continues to expand his repertoire by appealing to the masses as a blue-collar self-help guy.
Mm-hmm.
Rich's material is definitely real life, and he considers himself a cross between Tony Robbins and Tony Soprano.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome.
This venue is a hybrid of his mesmerizing hypnosis, self-help, and motivation delivered in his comedic form and almost daring you not to participate, which I assume is not met with gusto. It's probably like, okay, you're not participating, you're getting up here now.
Yeah.
The website, www.richguzzi.com, that's RichGuzzi.com, or www.psychohypnosis.com. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, Rich, how you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Oh, really good. I'm glad to see you're back in town. It makes me so mad because I wasn't able to come to your show last time because I was out of town. And guess what happened this weekend also? I was out of town again. So one of these times I'm going to have to get out there.
Yeah, and we're coming back again in March, so hopefully you won't be out of town that week.
I hope not, because, oh yeah, March, wait a minute, we have
one thing the very first weekend of March.
We'll figure it out, hopefully we can get out
there. Other than that, we should be in town, and March is, by the way, the month I was born, so it would be a great gift for anybody, Bonnie or Scott L., to take me to Rich's show.
Oh, okay, there you're saying something.
I'm
about
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry, I was ignoring you.
What did I you know, say? I know. I'm making my birthday list already. I want to go to Rich's show in March.
Okay, we're going to go to Rich's
Fantastic.
Show in March. We're going to see you in March, hopefully, Rich. You're doing a show tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, tonight's the last one. Tonight's actually the dirty show, so.
Oh.
We have to go to the dirty show.
We will.
Yes, Sunday night's always the last night of the week, and it's always the one that's really out of control.
Well, we're going to
Ghostly Talk that week.
Yeah, we're going to cancel
Ghostly
Talk.
Yeah, we're going to cancel Ghostly Talk that week, and we're going to go to the show.
There you go. I know. I'll have to send you a videotape of it. It gets pretty nuts, actually.
Well, I've seen you in action, Rich. We met a few months ago down in Detroit, and I've seen you in action, and I was totally blown away, I have to say, by just what, you know, and it was all good fun, but you were able to make people do stuff that was just like, I'd never seen anything like that before. You had people basically convinced that they were one thing or another. It was completely out of character. And we talked about this last time when you were on the show of kind of how this works. And to put it simple, and you know, I want to kind of get into this a little bit more if we can. Talk about, you know, the mechanics of this thing. And I don't know if we can really, you know, if you can really even like put it in words of what you do concerning like hypnotizing a person. But I mean, I remember you saying was that it was like kind of like pulling a file out of their brain and then putting it back when you're done with that. That's kind of along the lines of what's going on. Am I correct?
Exactly. The subconscious mind is basically a giant filing cabinet. And what I do is once I turn the subconscious mind on, I can start juggling those files around and then make whatever happen I want. You know, so in other words, if I tell them it's hot out, their brain will say it's hot, and then all of a sudden their body starts sweating.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the subconscious, the mind does everything for the body, and it's doing millions of functions every day that you don't even realize is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So basically by moving those files around to where I want them, I can make pretty much whatever I want to happen. You know, so if I tell them, you know, they're going to be an exotic dancer, all of a sudden, boom, they're an exotic dancer.
Well, and like you just said, there's millions of processes that go on in the human body. It's a fascinating thing. And just they're all involuntary processes. These are just things that are programmed into you as you grow up, how you develop in society and whatnot. You know, and it's obvious that, like, you know, I could never be an exotic dancer myself. I'm programmed not to be an exotic dancer because I never did that. It wasn't something I did, right?
But thank heaven.
Yeah.
Come on, he is a hot girlish figure.
But you're able to make these people, you know, like you said, pull a file out and make these people go and do this thing, and you're able to change, you know, switch them. One of the things I remember directly is that you were able to convince a gentleman outside of the studio we were at a few months ago that anybody wearing glasses smelled really bad, right? And there was there was like 10 of us out there, and 2 of us were wearing glasses. Of course, I was one of those guys, right? So he he brought this guy. You know, you brought this guy out, and you're like, "Hey, come here, Scott. Go see this guy." So I'm like, "Hi, I'm Scott. It's nice to meet you." And the guy was just kind of like, "Oh my God, dude, just get away from me. You stink, man. What's up?" Right? I'm like, it's numbing to see this stuff happen, and it's simply. I mean, it just blows me away. That's all I can say about that. Go ahead, Doug.
It's funny.
I had an idea for March. I think we should get MPI to go as well.
We're all even
so
people.
Put it in your calendar.
March 15th, right?
Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to look at his schedule and see when it is.
We'll find out when Rich is going to be here, and we'll work that all out.
I think we should make this a group outing.
All right, count us in.
Yeah, I think we'd be up for it.
All right,
excellent. Now, Rich,
I want to see Scott. I want to you know have Rich though tell me that Scott smells like flowers or something that he doesn't smell like.
Can I bring a camera to that?
Yeah.
What was that, Rich?
Well, it starts off where they smell bad, and then all of a sudden I turn it around, I make them switch seats, then all of a sudden they start smelling good, and all of a sudden they start sniffing each other, and they like it's a great smell.
You know?
I give them both ends of the spectrum, and then all of a sudden, you know, smell your favorite body parts, and then all of a sudden, then all hell breaks loose, because now they're sniffing all kinds of, you know, precarious areas.
I don't want to
That's why I want to bring a camera.
And that's where the comedy ensues. Basically, the show is just a demonstration of what you can do with it.
Mm.
You know, it takes a very deep level of hypnosis to get the people on stage to do all that stuff. But actually, a very light level to do the therapeutic work. You know, getting somebody to quit smoking or lose weight is basically a really easy process.
Well, so people tend, then, that means the brain and the mind kind of want, and then, of course, the subconscious, which is what you're dealing with, they want to do the self-help work somehow, because you don't even have to get them very, very deep in order to do the self-help stuff.
Exactly. Basically, hypnosis makes you do what you already know you're supposed to do.
Oh.
You know, in other words, I mean, so somebody who needs to lose weight already knows how to do it. I mean, they got to eat right, and they got to exercise a little more. I mean, they already know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they don't do it. So hypnosis makes you do what you already know you're supposed to do.
Well, is there something, because I mean, I'm all too aware of this idea of losing weight, because I've been trying to do it for eons now, it seems like. And I mean, like you just said, I know what to do. I need to eat a little bit better. I need to exercise a lot more. And there's all these things I have. I know how to do all these things. They're very simple tasks to do.
Right.
But there's always this idea that, you know, I should exercise. But man, you know, that episode of South Park's coming on. I really got to watch that. That's really important to me, right? So you BS
right,
you.
Because
go ahead, Rich.
So what happens is you don't have enough leverage on yourself. You don't have enough motivation to make you do one thing instead of watching your episode of South Park.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's my job to go in there and find out which are the motivating factors is going to get you to do it. And there's 4 motivating factors. There's, you know, self-preservation, money, romance, or recognition. Once I find out which one of those fatal 4 you are, I zero in on that and then tell you how you're going to get that by, you know, losing the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that happens, your subconscious mind associates those pleasurable experiences with what you're going to get in return for losing the weight, and then you'll automatically do it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Interesting.
That makes, it makes perfect sense. It really does, Rich. I mean, it's always easier said than done.
In other words, the reason why a person smokes, see, we all know smoking is dangerous for us.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is people have associated pleasurable experiences with the habit of smoking. In other words, you just had a cup of coffee, you're smoking a cigarette.
Oh.
You know, you just had, you know, great sex, you're having a cigarette. You're on break at work, you're having a cigarette, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're relaxing.
Yeah, these are all...
So, erroneously, your brain has associated the habit of smoking with these all these pleasurable experiences. So basically what I need to do is I need to go in there and juggle those files around and associate smoking with unpleasurable experiences,
mm-hmm.
and also not only do that, but also associate the habit of being a non-smoker and a healthy person with pleasurable experiences.
You know, this is interesting.
So in other words,
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Rich. Go ahead.
Yeah, so once I do that, then, you know, I put the files in the way they need to be, and the next thing you know, you won't smoke anymore.
It's interesting because I just thought, and this is going to, Doug's going to give me the dirtiest look in the world after I'm done saying this, but it's interesting because this week I had, because, you know, you're talking about, like, smoking, for example, and how it's associated with pleasurable experiences, right? And, Rich, I just got to relay this to you because I think it really ties into what's going on, what we're talking about. This week, and I don't know if I told you this or not, but it was really scary. I have two snakes, right, Rich? I have two ball pythons that are my little pets, right? And
okay.
What I do, and this is like, you know, if you're a pet owner, these are things you learn, right? You know, when you feed these animals, they're exotic animals, and you got to be very careful with them. You don't want them to get hurt or anything like that. So I always pull them out of this big terrarium I have for them, right? And I feed them in a separate container, which is don't have sticks and stuff all over the place where they can get hurt on when they're biting and stuff like that. So it's much more safe for the animal and all that stuff, right? So what I was doing this week, though, and I've conditioned these animals. That's my point, Rich, is that they know when I put them in this other tank, they know it's time
they
to eat. Yeah, they get on the alert. They know it's time to eat, right? Now, this is hilarious, Rich, and this is something I should have called you about this because it was so dumb what I did. I was cleaning their cage out. I was replacing all the mulch and everything, making it all fresh, bleach it out, make it all nice, and I pull both the snakes out, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put them in the other tank that I feed them in. While I'm cleaning the cage out, and they'll be okay for a few minutes. But my brain told me, Rich, it said, Scott, that may not be a good idea because you put them in that cage where you've put mice in there and stuff already. They may smell the mice. They've been conditioned to know when they go into that area. They feel on their belly what is, and all these little senses they have, even though they're dumber than rocks, they understand these little senses, right? So they know when they're put
right.
in that cage that it's time to eat. And my brain told me that. It said, maybe you shouldn't put them both in that cage because they may bite each other. They might go after each other, right? Oh, God, nothing will happen. No big deal, right? So I'm holding both my snakes, and I put them in the cage together, right? And my older one, my baby, Astrid, she's like 11 years old, she bit the younger one. She actually bit into the neck of the younger guy, Alf. And grabbed onto him and wrapped around him, right? Which was scary as hell. I freaked out and grabbed the animals, and I grabbed them both out of the cage. And thank goodness I have a little bit of experience in this stuff, I took them, I put them underwater. I filled up a bucket full of water and put them underwater for a second, and then she finally released off of the, Astrid released Alf. But that's a good example, right? They're kind of conditioning. Because, I mean, snakes are very much lower on the food chain than we are as far as intelligence is concerned. But I conditioned those animals, and I made a huge mistake by doing that. Nearly got one of them killed. That's kind of
they work on instinct.
Yeah, they work on instinct completely, and I did that, and it was a huge mistake. Thank goodness they're both okay. You know, I did the right thing and got them out of the situation and stuff like that. But my heart was beating through my chest, right? But that's conditioning right there. I kind of put them in a situation, I think, that they were already used to. They knew what to expect from that, and she smelled mice. She was in the place she feeds at. There's something moving in front of her. Wham, she bit at it, right? That's all it was. It's just that simple.
You know, and we're way more complex than the snake.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, for us to be conditioned the same way is obviously a lot easier. I mean, because, you know, you're being bombarded. Your senses are being bombarded every day with all this different stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just fall, you know, into a trap of getting, some things that you don't really want in your life, you know, attracted into it.
Yeah, and hence smoking. There you go. Well,
and,
I mean,
plus a lot of other things. I mean, advertisers do it to us every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you watch TV, and, you know, they bombard you over and over again about how they want you to use this product and how great this product is, and all of a sudden you associate it with all these movie stars or whatever. They get them to doing a product endorsement on it, and all of a sudden, hey, I want to be like that guy, and you do it, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all about sense pleasure, I think, too, as far as associating with something good. Well, Robert De Niro wears this shirt. That means you should, too. I mean, that you'll be as cool as he is, and we all want to be cool. We all want to be, we all want to feel good about ourselves.
And be accepted.
And be accepted and all these things you need. Discover the Power, Rich. Tell me about this, this program that you're working on.
It's a brand new website that we put together. It's called discoverthepower.net.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it's doing is it's every area of human development that you want to achieve can be done with this website. It's got a virtual life planner on the inside, which means that you can add any of your goals into this. This is your plan. This is the plan for your life. You can make it any way you like, and you can start jotting. When you write your goals down, they become 1,000 times stronger.
That's true.
It almost like it solidifies it to the universe, knows exactly what you want. So this virtual life planner, you can put down every goal you want, from physical goals, mental goals, spiritual, financial, any type of lifetime goal you want to achieve. You can log them all into your virtual life planner, and then all of a sudden you can start, interacting with other members and find out who's got what, where you can actually start getting these goals accomplished. It's got, a timer on there where it starts, clicking down, because when you actually have to write down the date when you're going to complete this goal by, and the timer starts timing you. Plus there's all kinds of other self-help stuff on there where you can make it, you can quit smoking, you can lose weight, you can reduce the stress in your life, you can become more prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
You can be able to just sleep better. There's lots of different programs, lots of different articles. All the content is free. I'm offering it. Actually, believe it or not, I made it for myself because I read all these great self-help books, and I remember, after this one book I read, they said, this is not the end. This is only the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And now they gave you 12 new books to read for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
So I did with some of the books were out of print. So I actually had to go to used bookstores and find them online. I bought the 12 books at around Christmas time, and I said, all right, January 1st, I'm going to start reading the first book.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading the first book, and I was like, it was really great. I'm like, man, I got a lot of good information here. I'm really going to make my life, out of this book.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started reading the second book, and then I was like, all right, this is a great, great book, too. I'm going to start adding all this stuff to my life also.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I get to the third and the fourth month, I'm like, now I'm at the sensory overload. I'm like, I'm starting to lose some of the information I got from the first book.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I had to start making a website for myself where I can, continuously and repetitiously keep using the information and the products that I was, the techniques I was learning in these books.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a karate class, and in a karate class you go through repetition.
Yeah.
And you do the same block over and over again, so that way when somebody, throws a punch at you, you can put your hand up and block it.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Right. So at the end of the year, I had all of this information logged into this website that I made for myself, that way I can keep up with all the materials. And at the end, I said, well, you know what? This is actually too good just to keep for myself. I should give it out to other people. So that's what I did. I put a name on it, Discover the Power, and now I'm just starting to give it out to everybody, all my friends and all my relatives, and all of a sudden, even the people at my shows now are all going to the website.
Well, you said something right in a few seconds ago that really, I think this is so important because I have personal experience in this. When you write something down, it makes it 1,000 times stronger in your mind as far as accomplishing that. Beginning of this year, for example, I just have this piece of, the digital equivalent of a piece of paper, a scratch pad, that I write down. I have it organized by day, of the week, right? And I just put down all the stuff that I need to accomplish for that day. And these aren't huge things like, hey, pay the bills, But, they're things,
right.
They're things that help that keep you moving forward. You know what I'm saying? The reason I did that is because, I felt like I was getting a bit unorganized in my life. I was forgetting things, and I was just becoming, it was becoming malproductive for me. So I said, I have to do something to, increase my productivity as far as just getting things done in my life. Just the basic things that so I can live comfortably and not worry about getting, that angry letter going, hey, you haven't paid your bill. We're shutting your electricity off and things like that. And so now, and I've been doing that straight. I mean, it's a ritual for me now. Every day I go onto my computer and look at my list of things that I have to get done for that day. And not all of it gets done, but it's there for me to refer to and go, yes, that needs to be done. And I think that's the power of just writing something down. It's huge. And
so if you take that particular thing,
something
like on discoverthepower.net,
and
do that with your goals,
your
big goals.
I do that too.
That would just add, it would add that much oomph to it so that you would hopefully get it, or well, definitely start working on it.
Yeah, it isn't just like, well, go ahead, Rich, what was that?
Also, the amazing thing that I found was the fact that once you write it down, it's almost like the universe knows what you, like, you know, what you said. It's almost answering your prayer and says, it's not sending you the people and the circumstances needed to accomplish that goal into your life. It's really weird the way it works. Like, you know, once you write it down, it's almost like cemented in stone. Like, all right, now we know what he wants. They start sending you all the things needed to make the goal happen.
Well, yeah.
It's very cool.
And that's exactly how it is for me, too. Once I put that down on paper, for lack of a better term, once I put it down on paper, it needs to be done. You know, and I mean, like I was just saying, it isn't just like the basic stuff like, you know, hey, got to pay those bills or whatever. It's stuff that I'm working on, like long-term things like, hey, need to exercise today. Seriously, I have it on my list. Need to exercise today. Make sure you exercise. So it isn't all just like, you know, the basic little things you do every day. It's long-term things to try to, you know, help you out in the future. And I think that's just, it's such a powerful thing to do for yourself. It really empowers a person if they just write stuff down. I mean, it's not very, it's not, in, I mean, how do you say it?
And you, so you essentially then, Rich, are you've got a website. Do you keep your stuff in discoverthepower.net? Like, is it, you've also subscribed, you're not only like the creator, but the subscriber as well or whatever?
Yeah, exactly. I'm one of the members. In fact, you know, you can search out other people's profiles and you can search my profile and my profile is on there. You can see all my goals and all my, because it's got a public setting and a private setting. So it's got a setting where you can actually, you know, keep some stuff private, like this is only for you. And then you also have a public setting where you can actually show everybody else, you know, what you're also looking to do also.
And that would help with reinforcement, because you could search for other people who are trying to quit smoking or lose weight or
exactly.
Or whatever, and see their progress.
Right. There's a mentor and protege, you know, tab that you can press on the community section. So let's say, you know, you're trying to quit smoking. You can look for mentors. You can, in other words, you can punch in mentors and you can say, stop smoking. And then it'll show you all the other people who are looking to mentor people that are looking to stop smoking.
Oh, wow. I really
like
that.
And what happens is, yeah, it's pretty cool. And there's like a point scale system. Like the more you interact with the other members, the more points you get and your scale starts to move across the board. And it shows you how powerful you're becoming and how enlightened you are. And actually the cool thing about it is the fact all the talent goes into a pool. Just because you're helping one person over here doesn't mean that person gives you help back.
Mm-hmm.
All the talent goes into a pool. So just because you're helping somebody quit smoking, some other person could be helping you lose weight or helping you, like, you know, start a lawn care business or, you know, or be able to write a novel. You know, it's all the talent goes into a pool, and that's how you get awards and points and really cool stuff just for interacting with the other members.
Well, this is an excellent tool, because I think a lot of people – it's going to sound mean, but I think a lot of people spend a lot of time just sitting around wishing they could do things, you know, wishing they could improve things. Oh, I'm going to quit smoking next week. Oh, I'm going to lose some weight here. And I'm doing it, too. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always putting it off.
Yeah, and it was cool, the fact, like, you know, instead of spending time on, like, one of these other crazy sites, you could spend time working on your own thing, you know, and making your life exactly the way you want it.
Well, it's a good use of the web.
It's cool.
It's a good use of the web,
exactly.
Thank goodness.
And you see yourself getting closer and closer to your goal every day, you know, because you could see, you know, as your scales move across, that, you know, hey, listen, I'm doing pretty good here. I'm actually getting closer and closer to my goal and getting the life I want.
Rich,
fantastic. Tonight you're at Wise Guys, right?
Yeah, Wise Guys Comedy Club. And if you, like I say, you want to get your free virtual life planner, you want to just be able to, you know, do some, all the lifetime stuff you want to do, discoverthepower.net.
Discoverthepower.net. Everybody check that out. Join up. See what you can do with yourself.
Yeah.
I'd like to see people make some progress. And email us. Let us know how you're doing, too. We'd like to know what's going on with that. Rich, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's so good to talk to you again.
My pleasure. I'll see you guys again in March.
Yeah, we'll hopefully get to see each other physically in March.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yes.
Hang tight for one second,
Rich. Very cool. Very cool.
Hang on for one second, Rich. Don't leave us just yet, okay?
Okay.
We're going to go to break here.
Yes.
Coming up, Mr. Mike McDowell.
Yes, of Indiana Ghost Trekkers. We'll be talking to him for an hour, and then it'll be open lines. Bonnie, what's the number?
I just...
65...
Thought you weren't drinking last
night. 605-475-8590. Then press 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Excellent.
Brilliant. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And she's taking a sip. We'll be right back after this.